Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Joe Rizzuto, head coach of the Burnsville Post 122 Timberwolves.
Joe, welcome. It's that time, isn't it? It's not going to be long at all for you guys. You're going to be on the field, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
So tell me a little bit about you.
About 8 years ago, my family and I moved here from Texas. Father of four. My oldest is at Chapel Hill, Dylan Rizzuto. He played here at Mountain Heritage. I've got a daughter in the community college, Paige, and then a junior at the high school, Thomas, and then a fifth grader, Isabella. My wife is in insurance, and her company transferred us here about 8 years ago, and we settled in, kind of took to it.
Yeah.
I've coached baseball for about 20 years now, out in Texas for a minor league facility called the Air Hogs, and then also here at Mountain Heritage for about 6 years. So back in 2017, we were conference champs back-to-back. So baseball's been a big part of our lives.
So tell me about American Legion Baseball. I think, if my memory serves me correct, this is the second season we've had a team. Is that right?
That's correct. Second season.
And tell me a little bit about the history of American Legion Baseball.
Well, it's going on 91 years of tradition, and they've been doing it a long time, something I played growing up back east. They really have a model that's lasted through time, where the best of the best come together and play together, even though they battled all through the season. So it's really a good opportunity to get to know your opponent and also do something positive for the community, represent gentlemen who've represented us overseas in Normandy and Korea, Vietnam. So it's in my opinion, it is awesome, stupendous to be a part of it.
How did you become a player on the Timberwolves?
Just come out to tryouts on the 5th of May at 3 o'clock there at Mountain Heritage, or contact myself or Tim. Be more than happy to give the information how that happens.
What's the age group you're looking for?
Basically, you're looking for sophomores to seniors in high school, and that'll range from 17 to 19. There is some regulations for the 19-year-olds who've moved on, but you know, they're allowed to play when they're 19. So those are the age groups we're looking at, 17 to 19.
And I guess you're just trying to attract kids, I guess, from this area.
Yeah, absolutely. We pull from seven schools, Madison and Avery and Mountain Heritage and Mitchell and North Buncombe. We will pull from Greenville, Tennessee, because there's not a post between us and there. So it basically is the local high schools in this area, and they send three or four of their kids, and we go from there.
How many kids do you wind up on the roster?
Well, for playoffs, you have to cut it to 18. Before that, it's at 25. So you're able to bring kids in and out. As you can imagine, in the summer, family vacations and who can't be there. So it's got to be somewhat of a revolving roster. Tryouts will be May the 5th. The playoffs are the first week of July.
Okay. So that's your basic season. How many games you play for the regular season?
16 in the regular season. 8 at home and 8 away.
So when you say away, where are some of the places that folks will travel to for games?
Taylorsville is one of them, as we spoke earlier. Rutherford. Did I say that right, Tim?
Rutherfordton.
Yeah.
Close enough.
I'll get it wrong. He'll correct me. So. Cherryville also. We go to Hickory and Henderson. Asheville has a post.
Yeah. So, and, of course, you're going other places where there are American Legion posts so that they have teams. We won't tell him that he didn't say Cherryville right either, because I try to say it right, but you're from Shelby, I'm from Maiden, and we both know it's Cherryville.
There you go.
That's a funny thing. You know, Tim, lean over here just a little bit. The American Legion Baseball has a lot of history around here, and you and I were talking before we went on the air. Even the World Series is played for these games in our neck of the woods. So tell me about that.
Well, it's played in Shelby, and I'm from Shelby, so my goal is to get back to Shelby to play in the World Series.
It's kind of odd. You would think for the World Series, they've been doing it in Shelby for a long time, hadn't they?
They've had it about 10 years, I think.
About 10 years. Well, that is neat. And, of course, again, you're helping with the Burnsville team. You're up here, but you're from down there originally. You want to go down there and play in front of your home
folks.
Yeah. When are the games going to be, time of day, or is it different? How can we find out when you're going to be playing? And I take it your home games are at Mountain Heritage.
They are. They're at Mountain Heritage. We start there on the 17th, and we have a five-game home stretch that first part of May there. I believe the schedule will be posted in the local papers. The times during the week are 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. there. And on the weekends, they kind of vary. So I would check local listings there as we get closer to the date.
Okay. Well, it sounds great, and we'll look forward to seeing what happens as you put the team together. Well, thank you so much, and best of luck. We're excited to let us know. I think Tim's going to be working on some, like, as we go along during the game, scoring information, and probably on Facebook, something like that. But once we get all that information together, you get it to me, and I'll make sure we put it out to the community. Okay?
That'd be great.
Okay.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good luck on the season, and thank you. Thanks again to our guest today, Joe Rizzuto, who is the manager of the Burnsville Timberwolves. That's the American Legion Post number 122 Burnsville American Legion baseball team. And also Tim, who spoke with us some as well. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.